This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. I really thought that when we were in Florida that we were going to get stuck there with all these airline cancellations.
I know. I thought about you guys.
Yeah, man. And you went to Los Angeles.
And it was...
Was it?
Oh my God, it was horrible. So listen, I got there 2 hours beforehand, thought I had plenty of time, and I upgraded to a first class ticket, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay, I'll be fine. So I go around, first class is closed. It says military and handicap only. So I was like, okay, well, that's fine. But the line is all the way to baggage claim. The line to get through security.
Now, this is DIA?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
me
the way
too.
To all the way to baggage claim. And so then I look at all these people in that clear.
Yep.
The clear line was also equally as long.
Oh.
And so was the check.
TSA pre-check.
And so I saw a person with a child that was handicapable. And I said, you know what? You don't have to, because the little girl was freaking out and they'd been standing there already for an hour in pre-check. And so I said, you know what? If you go over around there, I said, there's a place where it used to be first class, but it's for you and your daughter. And she's like, are you sure? I said, I promise. It says it's open for you. And they were so happy.
Yeah.
And I watched them go around and they went right through. But then on the other wing, on the other side, so I walked over there just to see if first class was available.
Yeah.
It was. But it was crazy. It didn't matter if you did pre-check or clear or anything.
Just a madhouse.
We flew out on a Sunday morning at 5 a.m. We got up at 2 o'clock in the morning, threw everything in the vehicle, went out to the airport, DIA, got out to the airport around, I don't know, 3:30, something like that, thinking it's going to be a breeze.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be okay because it's so early in the day. And just like you, the pre-check... all that, you know, all that clear stuff and all that was backed up forever. And we were all the way back to the luggage, just like you, the luggage where you claim it. And it went all the way. It went all the way to the end of the airport. It was unbelievable. It took us an hour and 15 minutes just to get through security.
At 3:30 on a Sunday morning?
Yeah, 3:30, 4 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
I mean, you should see the clear and the check people, clear and TSA pre-check.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you think you get like, hey, I bothered to buy this service, especially clear, and they are as far back as everybody else.
Oh, you're so mad.
And
oh
then
God.
You get it in your head because when you go and you go to your destination, like I went to Florida, you went to LA, once you get there, you start reading of all the cancellations.
I know.
And it gets in your head and you're like, uh-oh, am I going to get home? Are we going to make it?
Well, and I asked the guy, I said, I go, how's your day going? Because people were mad. I mean, people were furious. And everybody was missing their flights. Everybody was. There was no way. And I'm like, how's your day going? I go, it doesn't seem like... Because people are so mean to him. And he's like, you know, I'm dealing with it. I would feel the same way. And I was like, wow. He goes, it is ridiculous. He said, we're so short-staffed. And he said, I get why everybody feels this way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We arrived back in Denver, and literally, it looked like a homeless camp. Encampment because people were sleeping everywhere.
I guess
the flight before at that terminal had been canceled or whatever. They'd been there all night, and people were everywhere. Asleep, lying on the floor, using their shoes as pillows.
Oh,
it was crazy out there.
Well, then I took an Uber to LAX to get on my flight, and then there was a bomb threat, and we were all stuck in traffic.
I saw your post, and I was like, there's really?
Mad, because I was like, telling the Uber guy, I'm like, when did LA traffic become, because this is bad, and he's like, I don't know. And so I look at my phone. There's a bomb threat. It's all shut down.
They closed all those.
So I stayed at a hotel right by the airport.
Man. This is a report of Delta Airlines from the 4th of July weekend.
The busy summer travel season is upon us. And with it, sometimes comes the overbooking of a flight. Yeah. Something Todd McCrum just experienced firsthand.
We get to the airport early, like at 5 a.m. It's very, very crowded.
When they got to their gate, the airline staff made this announcement.
But we are very overbooked. We need several people to bump if they're willing. We're now offering $5,000.
Todd initially thought it was a joke, or that the airline needed 10 people to give up their seats.
All right, now, $5,000. That's the initial offer, right?
Right.
Okay, $5,000. Man, I'm the first person in line, aren't you?
Yeah.
I don't give a damn where I'm headed.
Know what happens next.
I could be headed to my own wedding.
I know, but listen to what happens next.
And they had $5,000 to give collectively to the passengers.
I looked at my wife, and she's like, no, we're not doing it. We're going home.
So the couple boarded.
Man, I don't know. I'd have to talk my wife out of that one. Wouldn't you? I mean, $5,000 just to catch another flight?
I know, but I guess nobody took it yet.
Boarded the plane. And that's when Todd says the flight attendant announced they still needed people to give up their seats.
And we're now offering $10,000.
That's not true. That is not a true story.
It is true because they had people verify it.
No, Snopes. You got to Snopes this.
I swear because Newsweek or whatever said that they hadn't verified it yet. And so they thought it was just kind of this guy making it up.
Yeah.
But then other passengers backed it up that they did say $10,000.
Holy moly.
And that's when Todd says the flight attendant announced they still needed people to give up their seats.
And we're now offering $10,000. I look at my husband going, honey, we got to do this. And she's like, no. And then the lady says, the stewardess says, and we paid immediately.
But his wife still didn't want to do it. All in all, Todd saw at least four people take the offer and hop off the plane.
And it was in credit. It was in flight credit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in this instance, you get the $10,000, hire a lawyer, and you divorce that lady. That's what you do. Because if she can't make better decisions than that, you don't need to be married to her.
Yeah,
you do not.
But I think you're thinking like probably in your head, but I think almost positively it's flight credit, right?
Actually, this story says that it was via Apple Pay, so they would put money directly into your
really?
Apple Pay cash, or they would give you a Visa gift card.
Divorce that woman! That is a dumb woman!
Take that money!
Right?
Gotta get rid of her!
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.